The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome once again to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Cranking up another hour of the program. We have a fun show planned for you today. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour, in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Next year, that'd be a long time to make you wait.
Well, he will be here next year, I'm sure.
That too, but no, it's the next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And, gosh, we have a lot of ground to cover in this presidential race and where things are at. What really happened out in Colorado? Was it a case of the Trump campaign just not understanding and working the system?
Or does it have something to do with the marijuana law?
Yeah, that could be a factor, too. Marijuana may have been a factor. Or is it the establishment lining up against Donald Trump, which he says. Donald Trump, that is, and his wife and his children, were part of a town hall on CNN yesterday. It was really interesting. It really is. You know, I like it when they involve family members, because you get a whole different dynamic. You really, in my mind, sort of get under the hood a little bit of the person rather than just, you know, the politician.
That wouldn't kind of change all the political debates if they all had their significant others, spouses, whatever, with them. Then all of a sudden they wouldn't necessarily dig their heels in so deep and bring out the claws, right?
Yeah, I guess. I just think it's interesting. You get a different dynamic, and I don't know that, you know, it would work always. Probably wouldn't be fair to the families, but I think it's unique
and
informative once in a while to do it. So I enjoyed it. I did. I don't know if you watched it, but if you did, I would enjoy your feedback on it. We had a call from a listener in Dickinson yesterday, Rob, who was talking about some meetings that were happening by the Department of Mineral Resources, and he said, you know, these people are trying to silence free speech. And I said, you know, I don't know what you're talking about exactly there, but let me get some answers for you. We do have some answers, and now I understand better what he was talking about. I want to talk about that today. There is new numbers out on taxable sales for the year 2015 in North Dakota. Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner, put those out yesterday. And you know, there's a couple of ways to look at this. One way is the sky's falling, right? Because taxable sales are off 19% in 2015. Oh, my gosh! But you could fairly say this is what, you know, especially if you look at the last 10 years and what's happened to taxable sales in North Dakota going up. When you hear one year they're going down 20%, that's an oh, wow. No doubt about it, okay? On the other hand, you could look at it as Ryan Rauschenberger has in his comments, in which he talks about comparing 2015 numbers to the year prior. And the thing you have to realize is we had a record year, he says. So, in other words, you're off 20% from what? A record year. The other silver lining in this is that you have Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, all holding fairly flat. I think Fargo went from less than 1% drop 2014 to 2015. Bismarck, about 3% drop. Grand Forks went up a hair, about 1%. So his take was the non-Western cities have remained fairly steady, and that's record levels. Again, so this is commodities. This is the perfect storm. We shouldn't call it a perfect storm because it's a really stinky storm of, you know, the ag commodities and oil prices dropping. Oil yesterday, by the way, at $42 for a while. So it is starting to flirt with the 40s, which is a good thing. My take on the taxable sales story is sort of they're both right. In other words, to be down 19% is nothing to dismiss, but to say it's 19% off a record year is accurate, and the bigger cities remaining flat is a silver lining. I think both arguments are okay. You know what I want, though? I want a recognition that commodity prices are going to go up and commodity prices are going to go down. And rather than get fat and sassy, for lack of a better term, when they're up, maybe we ought to always recognize they're going to go back down again. It's also a great time. In other words, just don't measure your spending and plan on your spending based on record years. Don't consider that the new norm every time we hit a plateau. And also, I would argue, this is a great time for the gubernatorial campaigns. I am, you know, this presidential race is hard to ignore. A lot going on, and it's we're really going back and forth. I don't think we're going to solve anything until the convention, honestly. So between now and June 14th in this governor's race, my energy, focus, attention is going to be put towards this governor's race. And I have got wide open ears to hear a vision. I don't want to hear about woulda, shoulda, couldas. I don't want to hear about, you know, if we'd done this differently or that differently. Those are sort of political games. Paint me a picture of what the future looks like, knowing commodity prices are going to go up and commodity prices are going to be go down. I think actually there's a pretty good argument that North Dakota has been very well run, better run than most. But that's a past tense debate too, right? So take the skill set you have, candidates, lay out a plan, tell me where you're taking us. What's the vision? That's what I want to focus on. And I welcome your input on this, listeners, right? I really do. Who you want on, what you want asked, what topics you want covered. My inclination is to really spend some serious time on that over the next coming weeks. I think it'll be great. We are brought to you today by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. If you zoom over to the Facebook page of North Dakota Oil Can right now, you'll learn something. I do every time I go over there. They have a great website, too, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. But the Facebook page, every couple of days, they've got something kind of fun. The Bakken Barbecue is coming up, fourth annual event. We've got some work promoting that on the Facebook page as we speak right now. So you can check that out. I mentioned a few days ago fact that you've got oil products in Apple, for instance, oil advances technology. That's something you don't hear a lot about, and you ought to. They're starting sign-ups now for the 2016 North Dakota Energy Tour. Lignite Energy Council, North Dakota Oil Can, does this every year, and it's in August, open for any professor at any university or college. Great, great time they do there. They really do it. Nice event. Check that out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Especially if you're a professor, university, or college. I'll find out the latest information there. Okay. Love to hear from you to find out what's on your mind today. John Tranum is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. John is a longtime active Republican in North Dakota, member of the state executive committee that governs the Republican Party. And he pushed back on some things we were saying the other day, comparing North Dakota to Colorado and talking about why North Dakota didn't have a primary or an election. We've done the why of that before, but John's point is a lot of rhetoric out there is hurtful to people that are just good volunteers. So we'll give him a chance to talk a little bit about that today on the program. We don't mind people disagreeing with what we have to say or the commentary that we have here, and always welcome other opinions. So we'll do that today, and then of course the talk radio town hall. A moment on free speech here before we open up the calls. We had a call from Dickinson, Rob, suggesting that some recent meetings hosted by the Department of Mineral Resources were excluding residents. And he said, you know, they're snuffing out free speech. I said, no, wait a minute. How is it they're snuffing out free speech? I mean, you're here talking about it. We you know. And so I said, let me call Allison Ritter, find out about these meetings and what's going on. And we also had a text from somebody who said that caller is referring to impact meetings being restricted to landowners and those people being immediately impacted, rather than open forums that are being flooded by many people, including activists who wish to disrupt the proceedings. And that's sort of what I was talking about. My overview was to say, well, who has standing at a particular meeting? Anyway, whatever opinion you have on this, here's what I wanted you to know. That is that today in Williston at 9 a.m. at the Williston Community Library, and tomorrow in Minot at the Oil and Gas Division Minot Field Office, conference room there, there is meetings that are being held to discuss this very issue, and they are open to anyone. Okay, they are rule changes related to new regulations for gathering pipelines, requirements for dikes around well sites, new rules for saltwater handling facilities, as well as, you know, trying to determine when they have a hearing regarding the impact of a particular project. Everybody can be heard, very important distinction, but how do they weight the testimony? In other words, if I own property adjacent to a particular project, should I be weighted more than somebody who's just an anti-oil activist? Nothing wrong with being an anti-oil activist. This is America. But should they have an equal voice to someone that actually has a dog in the fight? So if you have an opinion on that, go to these meetings. That's what I'm trying to say. More coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 12th through the 15th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy and fish diets, and visit shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550 on anything and everything here in this segment. Next segment, we'll talk a little bit about Republican Party rules in North Dakota and how they compare to other places like this Colorado controversy. Congressman Kevin Cramer on the presidential race. I'll ask him about the governor's race, too, coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, mostly because there's a primary, vote in the governor's race, not unlike how ultimately Congressman Cramer got to Congress. So, we'll talk about that as well. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow. And it's not just MyPillow. It could be your pillow, too. In fact, a lot of people have MyPillow. This is Todd has MyPillow. And you could have MyPillow. And a listener told us, hey, I bought MyPillows before Christmas. Use the promo code Scott. Receive two standard MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. They're great. Right after they arrived, I was stuck in the airport for 15 hours down in Minneapolis right after the New Year, and my go-anywhere pillow saved my neck, gave me the rest I needed. Thanks for promoting a great American product. Well, how about the deal, the four-for-one deal, classic four-pack combo, $99.98, two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott to get the deal, or 800-506-9028. Let's go to Ray. No, Roy. Go to Roy in Northwood. Roy, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
All this stuff that's going on in Colorado, I mean, they've had a lot of their people on TV and on the radio, and they didn't start this for Trump. This was decided a year ago. All the way they're going to run these caucuses and primaries in the different states, and every candidate was given a book on all of it. Yes, the problem is, you know, it might have been set up for establishment candidates to keep people like Cruz and Trump out, but Cruz has managed it. Trump's campaign's incompetent. And you hear the latest, they better get on the ball and go after Washington State. And all their emails went to Washington, D.C. I mean, he hires the best people.
I think those are fair criticisms. You know, I do. And I think, first of all, you know, it's two separate arguments. These rules and how they're handled are goofy to me. I don't get how you can, decide that, rather than let the most amount of people have a say on who the Republican nominee is through a caucus or a primary is not the right way to go. I don't get that, okay? But once the rules are made, as you say, all the candidates know what the rules are, then you got to work within that system. I think what Trump is doing as far as Colorado is probably good politics. He's just, riling up his base and people in other places that are about to vote in New York and California and other places to say, yeah, they're trying to take our man down. Let's go. You know, it's sort of like firing your crowd up a little bit. But,
that's everything with him. Cry and whine and lie. And I mean, I had no problem with him when they started with 17 candidates, but the more he campaigned, I mean, down the tubes he went. He started with 30%, 35%, you know, when there were 17 candidates. He's at, what, 37? He's never going any higher. He might go backwards. People are getting sick of him. I am. I mean, you know, those rules are what they are. If you don't, go out and manage them. They didn't set him up yesterday because he was running.
That's a fair point. There's no doubt. As I say, I think you have fair criticism there without question. But I also think it's fair to say there's no way to run a railroad how they're doing this. You also have a GOP operative in Colorado tweeting out from the state party account, never Trump. We did it. You know, it just doesn't look good. You know, I think the establishment is aligned against him. There's no doubt about that. I think it's also fair to say there's rules you got to know about. Good stuff, Roy. Thank you. Lee and Bismarck, what's next? You're next, rather. What's on your mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline?
Yeah, good morning to you. Say, there's a group of us, and I'm a conservative Republican. There's a group of us that are going to start a petition so that all parties are elected by the majority of the people that vote for the candidate. This thing with the delegates and Curley sitting there talking on national TV that, in essence, that we're the ones who decide who represents us, 26. I agree with you. This smell taste is not good. I mean, if we shouldn't have such archaic laws the only way that you can address it is just to get a petition. So you're going to be hearing from our group. We're going to be going down to the Secretary of State. We're going to be filling out a petition to get this thing on the ballot as quick as we can. And basically, it's not going to be slant Republican, slant Democrat. It's going to be for everybody in the state of North Dakota that votes. Is their votes going to count? and it's going to be the delegate is going to be absolutely sworn at least the first round, which seems to be the most popular. So I just thought I'd call in, and I'll periodically call in, but there's a group of us right here that are already starting that initiative. And yet I'm a conservative Republican, and you know, and but it just doesn't look right, doesn't smell right. Something's got to be done. And now what about the guy from Colorado that is a Trump delegate and turned around and was told, I saw him on television where he burnt the delegate acknowledgement where he was not allowed to participate with those 32 other delegates. And he has been a prior delegate in prior 2012 and longer. And I, you know, and I agree with you about the Twitter, you know, we got him. What is that all about? I mean, it's just.
The recognition that the establishment is aligned against Donald Trump. Now, that having been said, the rules were set, you know, long enough ago to say, okay, the establishment doesn't like you, but you better beat them at their own game. So I think they're both right. That guy that burned his card, I heard something about him. I think he wasn't a delegate or something was
right.
Something wasn't as it seemed there. I don't remember what it was, but
he was on television. Yeah, and I saw him on NBC.
So to be clear. Your petition would say that in each state, or are you specifically talking in North Dakota,
that any party that is in essence that is acknowledged to participate in a general election, be it independent, Republican, Democrat, and is certified by the Secretary of State, that's the key to it. That the delegates, the proportion delegates that are allocated. Would be strictly by popular vote, and the winner over 50% takes all, and that seems to be the majority. I don't hear people talking about problems when the general voting is accounted for. And I could be wrong here, but we've been kind of checking other states, and I think you're going to see a lot of changes in a lot of states because. Hell, I'm 71 years old, and I wasn't even really aware of the technicalities to it. And I go on record. Most of the people know who I am. But so, yeah, we're basically going to have a petition started and take it out of the hands of both. I mean, the Republicans right now, we are controlling. But I remember a day when the Democrats were controlling it. So, I mean, that's going back a while.
Appreciate the call, Lee. Thank you. Keep us posted. Jim on the road. Ron in Minot on the way in. Others, welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April machinery auctions feature numerous tractors, including a 2013 Cat MT 865C Challenger, a John Deere 9520 four-wheel drive, and the following combines: a 2014 Gleaner S88 Super Series, only 650 hours, a 2012 S680 Combine, only 638 hours, and numerous tractors, headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information, log on to Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What's on your mind continues. Your calls, questions, and comments, your input, your take, the most important part of what we do here day in and day out. I mean that. So dial us up, 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Hedolls. Hedolls has it. You hear that often. And if you can dream it up, whatever that part might be, Hedolls has it. They do. But they also have the people that can help you find that part, the people that have the institutional knowledge, chances are, to get you an answer you're looking for. Dick Hedall calls him the secret weapon. Bonnie Slaughterloff is one example of that out of Detroit Lakes. Bonnie raised with eight brothers. Did a lot of work outside, the farming, milking the cows, working on stuff. She got to stay out of the house. And so she has a love of vehicles and a love of working on stuff. And remembers well her first vehicle, a 65 Mustang. So there, when I say Hedall's has it, there you go. Walk in the door. By the way, blue with a hard top. Yeah, pretty nice. So, when you walk into Hedolls in Detroit Lakes, you're going to find Bonnie and the rest of the team there that are, they love it. They love finding you what you need. They can help. She's mechanically inclined. She, you know, more than likely has a good idea what you're talking about without even needing a computer, you know? Stop and see her and stop at any of the Hedolls locations, Minnesota, North Dakota, Northern South Dakota, Montana, find out what I'm talking about. Hedolls has it. Parts you need, great people, too. John Trandum is here. John is a District 45 Republican chairman. He's going to take some calls with us today and talk about the process in North Dakota related to selecting a Republican presidential candidate. How are you, John?
I'm super. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to see you. And John took exception with some of the commentary, some of the rhetoric, not only from me but from others as well, that in his mind was impugning some of the folks that were on the state committee, did a lot of good work on deciding how these conventions should work and other party functions. So we're going to give John a chance to talk about that today. We have some calls that are left over from the last segment, so I'm going to let these folks get in here, and then we'll visit. I may need you to address some of the questions from these folks, too.
You bet.
Jim on the road. You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, one of the knocks I've kept hearing about Trump, people saying is, you know, he's not really Republican, he's Democrat. And the way he's acting and whining about this, I think he is a Democrat. I mean, you know, he the rules are there. He's supposed to be this sharp, sharp, sharp man. His rules are clear there, and he got beat at the game. And, you know, please, quit your whining. You sound like a Democrat to me.
Appreciate that. Specific to, obviously, the Colorado system situation and some of the complaints since. Ron and Minot, what's your take? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Concerning the Colorado thing, I think everybody understands that the legislation or whatever that was put forth to have the situation with the delegates vote and not have a vote for the people I don't see a conspiracy there, but I do see a problem there that anytime you take away the opportunity for the people to express their feelings and their choices to vote, whether it's a primary or it's a national election, I think that's going down a very dangerous, slippery slope. Now, I don't know what's going on in North Dakota here, but I've been just hearing little tidbits on Fox News and CNN and various other places about North Dakota. I have a question for your guests there. Are we doing the same thing? Are we following Colorado? Is this? Are there other states that are taking this vote away from the people? I guess that's all I have to say. No conspiracy, though, okay?
Thank you for the call, and I appreciate the question very much, and this is exactly the question that needs to be answered. I think there's two things at hand here. And in North Dakota, essentially what's happened is the Republican Party in the past has held a kind of a straw poll, a caucus, so to speak, where people could come and vote for their preference of presidential candidate. Now, in the past, the delegates that go to the national convention to actually cast the votes have been unbound. So we've held these contests, which have been called, you know, a glorified beauty pageant, so people could make their will or their wishes known through the process. But even still, the delegates who went on to the national convention were unbound. And that was a matter of party rule and of RNC rule, and that's how we conducted it. What changed more recently is the RNC changed the rule requiring any state that has a caucus or a primary to bind the delegates. So North Dakota had to take a look, and they had a very short time to do that, at the process and whether or not our process and the integrity of our process was such that we wanted to bind the delegates to the result. What we determined was the way it was set up was to hold these preference caucuses or straw polls, so to speak, in the urban center. So you'd have one in Bismarck, you'd have one in Fargo, you might have one in Grand Forks. So access was extremely limited, which means that this wasn't a very good cross-section of the entire state of North Dakota. This was just a little bit of a snapshot of the people who come to the urban centers to cast their votes. But was not necessarily representative of the entire state of North Dakota. And we didn't have the infrastructure in place to be able to spread that to every district and every precinct throughout North Dakota, nor did we have a way to qualify the people who were voting. So two big problems there were access and qualifying the voters. And that's to say that we didn't know for sure whether the voters were Republicans, Democrats, not necessarily even from North Dakota, because we had a lot of students that were at NDSU. They had student IDs, and that was it. We couldn't tell whether they were from Minnesota voting in North Dakota or from Montana voting in North Dakota. And we weren't able to put it in the amount of time that we had available to us. We couldn't have put together a system that would have maintained the integrity that we insisted upon to bind delegates to the outcome. And that's a really long answer. Scott, you can ask me a question about that so I can clarify a little bit more.
Yeah, and Kelly Armstrong has explained this before. It was a challenging thing. The state party was sort of, in the uncomfortable position of having had the national party rules change and not having enough time to say, hey, how are we going to do this and know that we have a good, an outcome we can rely on. The reason I've been critical of the decision is the North Dakota Republicans did not get a chance to vote on a candidate.
Right.
So you basically bring it down to a much smaller group of people, and that's just never a good thing.
Yeah, and they never, in practice, they never really have had that opportunity, and that's something that we need to rectify in North Dakota. And just for the record, I voted with the minority against what we ultimately ended up doing, but I qualified that vote by saying the only way that we can do this is if we do it by either district or by precinct, meaning we have access to everyone across the state to be able to cast a vote. But North Dakotans have had an opportunity to vote, but their vote has never actually been applied at the convention in the sense that...
I don't get that. So in other words, you're saying, let's take 2012. Rick Santorum wins the caucus, right? There was big turnout.
Yep.
And there was the voting all across the state, and he is the winner. Comes to the convention, and already at that point, Mitt Romney's on his way to a victory. I can't remember if he had a majority, but he was going towards a majority. And so you had all kinds of shenanigans going on the part of the Romney campaign to say, hey, we don't want to have this be a big number, right? So now you're taking the result and actually the delegates that went to the convention were more Romney delegates than there were Santorum delegates after a caucus. So that's what you're talking about. Well, when you say they're not bound anyway.
Yeah, right? And two corrections there. Number one, people didn't vote all across the state. They voted in the urban centers. They didn't. I mean, we didn't have polling locations in Beulah. I mean, we didn't have them everywhere. So people didn't vote all the way across the state. So that was, once again, not necessarily an accurate cross-section of voters across the state of North Dakota. But as to whether there were Romney delegates, Santorum delegates, Paul delegates at that time, and even still, the delegates don't identify necessarily who they will be supporting. They go on bound to the national convention, and as part of our party rules, the delegates all caucus prior to the vote and make the determination as to whether or not they should be bound to the results of the caucus. This is what happened in 2012, or whether they should be free agents, essentially, and they voted unanimously to be free agents. And we had delegates that were for Ron Paul, delegates that were for Santorum, but Santorum was already out of the race at that point, so it wasn't
but do you see,
really relevant.
Do you see my point that to the average voter out there, just going about their average every day, not well versed in the chapter and verse of the rules, will say, what? I mean, we vote on things all the time. We vote on city council elections. We vote on statewide races. Let Republicans have their say and send the delegates to vote the will of the people.
Yeah,
right?
Well, two things about that. When we vote for city council, when we vote for president, when we vote for school board members, we're taking part in a civic public vote as opposed to a partisan endorsement. And there's a distinction between the two, because when you're talking about a party, which, like the Republican Party, is not a public entity, it's a private entity, and it's voting on endorsing a candidate. So I would liken it to, you know, who's going to be the chairman of the Microsoft Corporation. Do we let everyone that has a Microsoft computer or software vote on who the boss is going to be, or do we let the board of directors vote on it? And I'm not saying that that's right or wrong or anywhere in between, but a partisan endorsement is a lot different than a general election or a primary election where everyone necessarily does and should have access. So that's the question that really needs to be answered is, should the Republican Party remain a private organization where they elect, so to speak, a board of directors in the spirit of a representative republic, and those people go on to endorse a candidate, and in the general election, the population gets an opportunity to either vote up or down. I'm either going to vote for the candidate that they put up, or I'm going to vote for someone else, or I'm going to vote for an independent or write myself in.
Tim in Eastern Montana, question or comment on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, on this actually whole thing, I could really care less about Trump in Colorado because I'm in Montana. But apparently everybody who doesn't like the way that system worked or the way that process worked, and they want to ditch it, it sounds like they would also want to ditch the Electoral College because it doesn't reflect necessarily the popular vote. And then along with that, I would have to say that, you know, this whole debate and what your guest just said brings up the idea that this is exactly why the founding fathers were against factions or parties. And we're trying to keep those from, you know, really getting control and taking control of our process. Beyond all of that, I'm just going to say this about Trump. Scott, you've made lots of comments about how great it is that he's bringing people into the process and they're coming over to vote for him and everything. People who've never voted, they're crossing party lines. My concern with that is, are the Democrats and the people who are against conservative principles picking our candidate because Trump is so easy to beat?
I guess you could say that about Reagan Democrats, too. I don't know. Interesting theory, Tim. Thanks. More coming up. Stephen Jamestown, Chad and Fargo, Tom and Minot. Next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GFI grain bins, GFI grain dryers, and GFI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GFI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today's the day, today and tomorrow, actually, that the Bakken Oil Product and Service Show is happening in Dickinson. Remember, we did a little preview about that last week on the program. Dawa Solutions Group puts it out. And you can find out all about it at BakkenOilShow.com/Dickinson. They got a great lineup. That'll be a lot of fun, so take that in. More with John Tranum. John Tranum is a District 45 Republican chairman and is part of the state committee. We're talking a little bit about the Republican Party rules in North Dakota, relating that to what you've heard about in Colorado and also what happened at the North Dakota Republican convention as well. And lots of comments coming in. Appreciate them all. Let's get back to the, did you want to address the caller before the before the break at all?
Yeah, briefly, I would if I could. He did make a good point about whether this is this country is a democracy or a representative republic. It is a representative republic, and I think that the process is in the spirit of a representative republic in that we start with everyone involved running for positions in districts, running for positions as delegates, and ultimately we elect an increasingly or decreasingly smaller slate of people to represent our interests, ultimately up to the point of nominating a candidate for president, and then collectively everyone gets to vote on that person. So it is in the spirit of a representative republic. It's just a matter of understanding the process and the rules, and I hope that we can clarify that a little bit for people so we can have increased involvement.
Texter says we are a republic, not a democracy on that point, which is the point of the electoral or delegates instead of popular vote. Do you know that Trump has 22% more delegates than he would if it was by popular instead of delegates? In other words, if we just did popular vote,
right,
he would have less delegates than he has now. So the system is benefiting him there, is what the emailer is saying, Texter is saying. That's why he can only get 35% of a state's vote but win 100% of its delegates. They all knew the rules. Let's put aside the distractions and get back to what these guys stand for. Another emailer says, Scott, today is John Tranum's birthday. Is that an accurate piece of information?
Let's not spend much time on that, but yeah, it is.
Oh, happy birthday, by golly.
Thank you.
Yes, way to go. All right, Steve in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Steve, how's it going?
Good, sir. What's on your mind today?
I really like John's answer. The reality is we're not picking the president. We're picking a candidate to run for the president, and ultimately the people of the United States will get to vote on it. If you don't like the rules in Colorado or North Dakota, then get involved and spend some money and get on a committee and change it. But the reality is the Republican Party or any other organization has to be run with money. The way they get money is by people participating as delegates or making donations or whatever it is, and they do the best they can to come up with rules. The other piece is that we do not live in a democracy, and that's a good thing, because political winds blow back and forth, and relatively radical people can get swept into positions with pure popular vote, and that's a bad thing for everyone. You take a look at the gentleman from Montana that called in talking about the Electoral College. There's a reason we have an Electoral College. If it takes 50 or 60 million votes to get elected president of the United States, and Montana doesn't have that many either, but North Dakota has 750,000 people, of which maybe 350,000 vote. If we had the weight of 350,000 votes against 50 million, there's no reason to even go to the poll. Under the Electoral College, we have three electoral votes against about 270-some, which is still a pittance, but at least it kind of matters. It's a great system, and it allows the will of the people without the whim of the masses to work. And if people don't like it, then move to Canada or Europe or wherever you want to go, or get elected to office and change the law.
All right, Steve, appreciate the call. By the way, some legislators are looking at changing the law as it pertains to the Electoral College and ultimately using a popular vote that would inform then the elect. You wouldn't get rid of the Electoral College. You keep that, but the vote would inform.
Would inform.
Yeah, what goes there. And I actually think it has some merit because the system now is all about Ohio, Florida, swing states. Tom and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind for John. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, I just had a question for you, and I'm going to follow it up with another question. But these delegates that we have in North Dakota, are these people running for office, you know, this next year?
A few of them are, I guess, but not the bulk of them.
I think that would make a big difference. You know what? Put all 24 delegates, have those delegates be the ones that are going to be up for election. They'd probably go out and talk to the people in North Dakota and figure out which way to vote, and then they'd have to come out and explain themselves why they go for Trump or they go for Cruz or they go for Kasich, and let them converse with the people in North Dakota and give North Dakota a say in what's happening here.
Sure. I appreciate that input. Absolutely.
Thanks. Thanks, Tom. Chad Fargo, quickly for John Tranum. Go ahead.
Just out of curiosity, is there any federal dollars that do we get North Dakota to help with the election? With the Republican or the Democrat to elect your people and, you know, to
see, you know, Burrell State areas where the people can help, you know, let the give their two cents?
And that's a really good question for Congressman Kramer. I can only speak for Republican Party sanctioned functions like our primary and so forth. That's all privately funded.
Linda says, you've done a great job explaining how the NDGOP party members are the ones that should be able to choose their party leaders. It's not up to the general population to choose our club leaders by email. Didn't get to all the calls on, off the air, or even the text or emails, but we did get a good overview of why the party did do what it did, and we'll let our listeners decide the right way to go as we go forward. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity, Scott.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind. The Talk Radio Town Hall of Congressman Kevin Kramer is next.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Fling into spring with Gate City Bank. Stop in April 11th through the 16th to open a totally free checking account, receive a free gift, and a free My School Spirit or My Card Creation debit card. Plus, with a Gate City Bank debit card, use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Join us April 15th for refreshments and special one-day offers. The Fling into Spring event at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.